Every day, the jam dripped through the bread and turned into a gloppy mess falling out of its wax paper wrapping. My thermos leaked and dripped milk all over the contents of my tin lunchbox, turning everything rusty by lunchtime. It was disgusting. I never ate my lunch. Never. I just threw it away and ate whatever candy I could afford to buy or bum from friends. Looking back, I feel horrible about throwing away the food. Now I crave homemade bread, warm and covered with butter and sugar. I also sometimes envied the kids we picked up on the bus on our way to school because they lived close together in groups of homes. I wondered what it would be like to simply run over to the house next door and play. How it would feel to have close neighbors and go in and out of each other's house whenever you wanted. I felt far away from all the action and worried that my girlfriends were growing closer without including me. My elementary school was in Whitburn, a community that was far from diverse. All the people I saw growing up were mostly Irish, English, or Scottish descent. The only difference between neighbors was religion, and believe me, I didn't know the meaning of the word. After school, my friends and I used to throw rocks at the Catholic kids, and they at us. We didn't even know why we didn't like them. I don't even think I knew what Catholic meant, but someone told me they were different. How many wars have been fought for that same reason? My parents were not pleased when they heard about my rock throwing, and it stopped shortly afterward. I got spanked once or twice as a kid. I don't remember what for, but this could surely have been one of those instances. I think we were lectured about it in Sunday school, too. My own family didn't follow any religion in particular. We attended the Salvation Army school, and I went to Sunday school, but not for long. I didn't like going to church because I had to give them my money when the tray came around. We sang songs. To this day, I know every word to Jesus Loves Me. Apart from the singing, church didn't make much of an impression. I'm not religious at all today. To me, as a child, church was somewhere to go that wasn't the ranch, and it was exciting to go anywhere and socialize with the families of kids from school. On Sundays, I got to see the inside of other people's homes, which was always fascinating. Outdoors, while the boys hung around skipping rocks and trying to look cool, the girls got together and played. Like most little girls, for a short time, I really loved Barbie dolls. Since I usually received hula hoops and skipping ropes as gifts, it was a very big treat to get a Barbie doll. I made little clothes for her with my mom's sewing scraps. I loved to dip into the trimmings and button jar my mom kept in the sewing room next to the kitchen. That was going to be the dining room once the house was finished. We were supposed to budget our allowance of 25 cents a week so we could have 5 cents to spend each day. For a nickel, you could buy pencil or 3 for a penny candies, gum, jawbreakers at a little store near the school. I had the odd habit of eating chewed up gum. If I ever saw a wad of discarded gum anywhere that looked like it had a little flavor left in it, I would just pop it in my mouth and chomp away. Right off the ground. I'd pick the dirt out of it and eat it. I can't imagine why I did this, but I did. I think that's why I have such a strong immune system to this day. It's an embarrassing memory. School days of old gum, new pencils, and the Catholics. Rock fights, snowball wars, galoshes over our shoes, soggy sandwiches, and then the weekends came. I used to sit in trees all the time, particularly on the weekends when I had hours of freedom. My dad made us a swing by hanging an old tire from a tree branch. I liked to escape my brothers and sisters sometimes and have some time alone, so I would climb a tree and just sit there for hours. A few times I climbed too high and my mom had to send my older brother to help me down. To this day, I still enjoy that feeling. I'd like to build a treehouse where my home is in L.A., but I have to say no one's very excited about it but me. Don't you guys want your very own treehouse? I try to tempt my kids. Well, they could take it or leave it. I would have been so excited to have a treehouse as a child, but then again, I don't think my kids are trying to escape anything.